This morning after Mangal Arati, an extract from a transcript of one of Srila Prabhupada's lectures was read, which I found suitable for reading at an initiation ceremony. That doesn't really help that much, having this on. It's like the cooking with a candle 1 mile away. You know that story? Heard that story? Prabhupada told that story. So this is from a lecture on Bhagavad Gita given in 1973 by Srila Prabhupada. The extract begins thus. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you chant these 16 words, it is not very difficult. Anyone, there is no secrecy. There is no charge for it. We don't say that I shall give you some secret mantra. You give me some money. This is referring to the, at that time, highly popular so-called transcendental meditation. The charge for being initiated into, which at the time was $35, which wasn't so much. Oh, that was in 1966. Probably in 1973 it had gone up. Now it's $1,500. No, Srila Prabhupada says. We don't say, we openly chant this Hare Krishna mantra. Anyone can chant also, but see the effect of chanting this mantra. That is up to you. If you begin chanting, you'll feel the effect very soon. So this is called Manmanaha. Manmanaha, always thinking of Krishna. As soon as one chants Hare Krishna, immediately he remembers Krishna. He immediately remembers Krishna's activities, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, Krishna's attributes, everything. That is called to absorb the mind in Krishna. That means you become immediately the first class yogi. Yogi nama pi sarve shang mat gaten antaratmana. This is the process. So these boys and girls who have taken to Krishna consciousness movement seriously, they are all first class yogis because they are always thinking of Krishna. Manmana bhava mad bhaktaha. So if you want to develop Krishna consciousness, then you kindly associate with these devotees. We are opening so many centers all over the world. We have already 102 centers. Just to give opportunity to all classes of men to associate with devotees and develop your love for God. This is the purpose. And we have no other purpose. These centers are being opened. So I request you, those who are interested in loving God, in Krishna consciousness, they will kindly associate with these devotees. This is our method. When a man, a gentleman or lady comes into our association, he associates with us for 3 months, 6 months, then automatically he desires to be initiated. Bhajana Kriya means one becomes anxious. The effect of sadhu sangha is to become anxious how to execute this devotional service properly. That is called initiation. So Srila Prabhupada here defines initiation as the effect of sadhu sangha, and it is to become anxious how to execute this devotional service properly. In other words, not just a casual visitor, but serious. So they come forward. The president recommends that this boy or girl is now living with us for so many months. He's interested, he may be initiated. He may be initiated. Then we initiate, but initiate with some condition. Anarata nivritti syat. These are the different stages. Initiation means that he must be free from all kinds of sinful activities. These four principles, the pillars of sinful activities, are four in number. Illicit sex life, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. Oh, and the next extract is titled, So This Initiation Means, which is to be read tomorrow morning after Mangal Arati. But we can read it now also. No harm at all. It's just appropriate to the moment. This initiation sermon, this is from a letter, 1969, to Kulashekar Das. This initiation ceremony is a Vedic principle to lead a conditioned soul to the higher level of transcendental life. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find the instruction, as we have given it in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, that after many, many births, through approximately 8,400,000 species of life, a living entity gets this human form of life, which is a chance to get freedom from the material condition. When a child is born, it is the responsibility of the state, of the father, of the mother, of the relatives, and of the teachers just to raise the child to the standard of Krishna consciousness, so that the child may not have any more to repeat the process of birth and death, but being fully situated in Krishna consciousness, he may be transferred to the spiritual world and situated in one of the Vaikuntha planets. The most important of the Vaikuntha planets is called Krishna Loka or Goloka Vrindavan. In these days, the propagation for landing on the moon planet is very encouraging to the common man. But so far as a Krishna conscious person is concerned, he is not at all interested in any of the material planets. His target is to be transferred to the topmost spiritual planet, namely Krishna Loka. So this initiation means the preliminary chance for preparing oneself to achieve this highest perfection. I am very glad that you are already interested in the Krishna consciousness movement, and you will please chant at least 16 rounds daily, observing the rules and regulations. The four principal rules is that you will refrain from 1, meat eating or partaking of fish or eggs; 2, illicit sexual connections; 3, intoxication, including cigarettes, coffee, and tea; and 4, gambling. In addition to these rules, there are 10 offenses to chanting the Maha Mantra which should be avoided. These rules are as follows: 1, blaspheming the Lord's devotee; 2, considering the Lord and the demigods on the same level; 3, neglecting the orders of the spiritual master; 4, minimizing the authority of the scriptures; 5, interpreting the holy name of God; 6, committing sin on the strength of chanting; 7, instructing the glories of the holy name to the unfaithful; 8, comparing the holy name with material piety; 9, inattention while chanting the holy name; 10, attachment to material things while engaged in the practice of chanting. So, follow faithfully the above rules and regulations. Help your godbrothers and sister in London to propagate Krishna consciousness, and there is no question that you will all come out successful. Srila Prabhupada in this letter states that initiation is the preliminary stage for going back to Godhead. So it's a very high aim, much higher than the moon. There's a lot of talk about going to the moon at the time. Now there's talk about going to Mars, which is a lot further than the moon. But if you put it all together, relatively speaking, relative to the distance we have to go to Krishna, the moon is half a nanometer away, and Mars is just maybe another half nanometer further, or a little further. It's a long, long way back to Godhead. Our aim is Krishna prema. We have to be completely free of material desires and fully absorbed in Krishna. So it's a great aim, and the beginning is to take up Krishna consciousness very seriously. We're talking about a very high goal, but even these initiation vows are very high if we consider the general standard of culture for people in the modern age, for anyone in the modern age to vow to and to actually follow these principles and to chant minimum 16 rounds a day is amazingly high culture compared to what everyone else is doing. Recently I read an account by a Christian scholar who had been part of a delegation of Christian scholars who had discussed with ISKCON devotee scholars. They'd had a several days meeting to discuss the nature of the soul. And basically the Christians had nothing to say. So he was writing, he was actually very appreciative of the devotees in many ways. And he wrote that the devotees, they get up amazingly early. So for people to follow all these things means they must be very serious about spiritual life. It's normal in the modern age to sleep as long as possible. Sunday is a day for most people to sleep as long as possible. And then even when you wake up, to lie in bed and enjoy the comfort of your bed and enjoy not having to go to work. But devotees are just the opposite. They get up very early, before 4 o'clock, and engage in activities of sadhana early in the morning. Very serious. You have to be very serious if we're going to go to Krishna. It's just like the moonshot, the so-called moonshot, if there's any truth to it at all. Or they must have been very serious to get together all the technology that was possible. Or even if it was a hoax, which Srila Prabhupada sometimes said that they may have gone, but they didn't. They went to the desert part, or they went to Rahu, or they went to Arizona. That was another possibility. Srila Prabhupada is quite sure they didn't go to the, they didn't get to the heavenly planet described in the Vedas, because you can't go anyway. But even if they went to Arizona, they must have put in a lot of effort to make such an elaborate cover-up. Or maybe it was Nevada, I can't remember. Anyway, somewhere in the desert. So they must have been very serious about what they're doing. And what to speak if we have to go all the way to Krishna Loka. We have to be very serious. There is a mundane scientific process in which development of technology is the essence. And there's the spiritual technology in which development of consciousness, development of character is the essence. Development of consciousness specifically means Krishna consciousness. So this initiation is one small step on the long path back to Godhead. But it's a very big step. It's the most important step one can ever make. Everything else we do in this world, all the Napoleons, Hitlers, Einsteins, Queen Elizabeth I, Queen Elizabeth II, President, this one, that one, so many presidents of the United States. Put it all together and the sum total is Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. One big zero. You can compliment them, they have worked hard. And what is the result of their working hard? Nothing. Well, not exactly nothing. They've got Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani Jatare Shayanam. Getting born again, dying again. That's what they got. So this taking to Krishna consciousness is a massive step in a completely different direction. Stepping out of this materialistic way of life. This nowadays everyone has a home video, or even in your eye, whatever it is, it's an eye, what's it called? iPod. It's eye everything. It's a phone, it's a calculator, it's a, you can record videos in there. So people like to record the children taking their first steps, if they can catch that. The toddling baby. And later when he becomes the President of the United States, or a bum in the street, whatever. You can look back and see, there was the first steps of this insignificant life. The first steps are considered something very important. So initiation, it's not exactly the first step, because there's ādo śraddha tata sādhu saṅga atā bhajana kriya. It's initiation means to solidify, to commit oneself to the life of bhajan. Bhajare bhajare manati manda. Bhaja braja bane radha krishna charanaravinda. Bhajan bina gati naire. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he instructs the mind to, which is very bad mind. Even though the mind is very bad, the mind is instructed to worship Radha Krishna, the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And there's no other way to achieve our goal but this. So, it's not the first step in Krishna consciousness, bhajan, the life of bhajan. But initiation, we can say, is the analogous to entering adulthood. When one makes the first steps of a baby, the baby doesn't know where he's going, why he's going, what he's doing. But an adult, they make a decision. Now I have to do this with considering. I've chosen this path over another path. I've chosen to enter this university or take up this career or marry this person. They make serious life decisions which affect their whole future, considering that this is the best thing for me. I have to do this now. Now, such life decisions, of course, there's only an analogy. One may go to such and such a university and do such and such a course because one doesn't have the qualifications to do some other course that one would prefer to do. Or one may go to university, just like one of my teachers at school who was trying to convince me to go to university when I was quite unconvinced, said, well, at least you can go and you can just take some easy course and have fun for 4 years before you start working. And that that already I was convinced not to go, and when I heard that, that if there was any slight inclination in my mind to go to university, that completely finished it off altogether. If that's all you can do is fill in time before a life of misery. So you may go to university, you may make some life decision just because it's the best among a series of bad choices. It's not really what you want to do. But this decision to take initiation into Krishna consciousness is really what we have to do. We have to be fully convinced that this is what I want to do, I need to do. This is my step out of the material world. In India, it's understood. You become a sadhu, there's no going back. You take sannyas, and then there's no thinking, well, after one day, well, I think I'll go back. No such way. So in initiation also, of course you can go back, and in the modern age that's quite common. Or even people take sannyas, but they don't really, their life doesn't really change that much. Except they have a red cloth on, and they remain materialistic. But taking initiation, it's Vaishnava initiation is actually a far more important step than merely taking sannyas. If one takes sannyas in a non-Vaishnava sampradaya, that is a step outside the normal social system, but it's not a step toward Krishna. So this initiation is actually more important than sannyas initiation. Because one may or may not accept sannyas and go to Krishna. But to go to Krishna, initiation is required. Formal initiation may not be required. In most cases it is required, but the essence of initiation, dikkha kale bhakta kare atta samarpan, this surrendering oneself in the service of Krishna, that is the essence of diksha. And the formal ceremony that formalizes that, in which one makes a contract. One makes a contract to follow all the principles, surrender one's life in service, specifically through the medium of a Vaishnava, servant of a Vaishnava, and the what you get back, what do you do for all this? You get, as Srila Prabhupada said, 16 plus 4 equals BTG. This is our formula. 16 rounds, 4 regulated principles, go back to Godhead. So, this is our... The scientists have their E equals MC squared. And we have our 16 plus 4 equals BTG. That's Prabhupada's promise. Of course, to follow all these, one has to... There are many other things one has to do also. Diksha is defined as the process by which spiritual knowledge is given and all sin is destroyed. Divyam jnanam yato dadyat kuryat papasya sanshayam tasmat dikshayati yaprokta. What is the last line? Dishikais tatva govidai. Those who are learned, they have described diksha as the process by which spiritual knowledge is given and by which one is freed from sin. So it's not just a matter of sitting in a ceremony. And it's not just a matter of chanting 16 rounds and following 4 regulated principles. One actually has to surrender to Krishna. It's a gradual, that's Sharanagati, a gradual process. As one, it's understood one takes initiation because one is not on the perfectional stage and one has to gradually progress toward it. So guidance in that, to gain the knowledge, both scriptural knowledge and practical knowledge of how to apply that in one's life. So this is the setup is of the formal entry into the school of bhakti. Prior to that, anyone can come and audit the lectures, but with commitment as a student, that one is ready to accept instructions, one has to take the exams, and then one will become qualified. So, much more could be said, and will be said, but I'm not going to say more now. You don't have a top, do you have something tied around your waist? Yeah, okay, you should wear. Okay, all right, South Indian style. that's all right. In Shastra it's stated that one should wear a top cloth. Actually, there are different statements in different Shastras. One should not wear a top cloth when offering obeisances, but one should wear one generally. But in South India you'll find where much of South India, the climate is similar to here, very hot. Then often you'll find that the top cloth is there, but just tied around the waist. So, yes, please come. You can come, husband and wife together. You got your new neck beads? Yeah. You have to practice Krishna consciousness together and go back to Godhead together. So you can come together. It's a group effort.